Hello, everybody. This is Raw Star. I'm sitting beside CW, and you are currently listening to The Misfit Effect.
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Today, we are bringing you something, you know, somewhat different than what we usually talk about. We're going to talk about the state of anime, basically. Talk about what's coming out, you know, things like that. And, you know, a breakdown of everything. So, CW is going to give you an example of certain animes, so.
Well,
genres.
It's not genres, exactly. It's more demographics. Anime is like more broken up. I mean, I'm sure some people are gonna be like, "Wait, but no, blah blah blah." But it's more broken up in demographics. So, meaning like age groups. So those can all fit in the kind of thing. So the ones most people are familiar with are shonen anime. So that's your Dragon Ball Z, your One Piece, things like that. And that's usually actually geared towards boys under the age 15. So all of our favorite, a lot of, you know, favorite battle anime or something like that, that's for children. And then there's seinen, which is for young men, like between 15 and 20. So that's more of your, like, Ghost in the Shell, maybe your JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Well, no, nah, maybe not JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. But, like, maybe Akira or Helsing or Berserk. Then there's the shoujo anime, which is anime geared towards young girls. So, like, Sailor Moon, Fushigi Yugi, kind of all the stuff that Raw Star likes. Okay, maybe not exactly the stuff Raw Star likes. But then, excuse me, my phone's been there's Jose, which is actually, no, this is what George likes. It's anime geared and manga geared towards adult women. So kind of slice of life. Things like that. Like, sometimes it has darker subjects, but it's about relationships. And then there's Kodomo Muke, which is geared towards children. Like Doraemon and what else? Let me see. They have actually an Anne of Green Gables anime, Hello Kitty, stuff like that.
Yeah, so I will agree. The majority of the stuff that I enjoy to watch is kind of slice of life-ish.
I think you actually like seinen anime, because I feel like, well, I don't know. What is harem anime? Because is that geared towards boys, or, I mean,
I think harem is kind of a mix.
Male. I think it's more, or like, would you say reverse harem is like a Jose thing, but like, also, who, yeah, I guess it'd be interesting to actually look up the, like, demographics of who really watches some of these. Well, I guess one of the things I've learned about Crunchyroll is that for some reason, through some algorithm, they found that, like, more adult women actually watch a lot more anime than adult men, which I don't think is exactly true. American audience.
I think.
But I think actually there's a lot of female anime fans, but they're not as bad as the guys. The guys, like, I know a lot of attractive female anime fans that have totally normal lives that are like, I like anime. A lot of the guys, emotionally stunted. Don't know how to socially interact. Why is that? There's some girls, too. The girls you see with the cat ears on their regular hat.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Cause I tell you, I'm like thinking back, like, yeah, you kind of got it right.
Or like, I want to be an anime person. Like, I mean, really, do you?
I mean,
in pretty tragically most of the time, even when they're nice at it. It's like, oh, that was a good ending. But guess what? My best friend died, but I learned a lesson.
I mean, like, I know, like,
or sometimes the good ones that have a little so this nice, is, interesting back.
This is a, I'm not going to say which anime, because this might spoil it for people. But It's this anime that I really enjoy, like really, really enjoy. And like when the anime goes back into the manga form of it, because it's probably like really, really close to it. Mm-hmm. Like it is like a complete 180, and like all the girls just get like a horrible ending. And the main girl you're rooting
What's the name of the anime?
Well, Hog and I don't have any friends.
Oh.
Damn. And,
no.
Depressing.
It's about them, a group of, they make a group mm-hmm. because they don't have any friends. So basically, this is the whole premise. This girl, she was friends with this boy when he was younger. And the thing is, he thought she was a boy because she was a very tomboyish. So he didn't think much of it because he moved away when he was little. And when he moved back, she recognized him, but he didn't recognize her because she was, at that time back, you know.
She filled out.
Yeah. And so basically.
As the old people say, basically, like, oh, she didn't filled out.
Basically, what she wanted to do was. Make a club just for them two. And so she made it, you know, I don't have, like, she made an ad that made it so ambiguous that they were looking for friends. And, like, someone actually recognized it, which is one of the most popular girls. But the thing is, it's like, she, all the dudes like her, but she said she doesn't like them. Like, they just want to be with her. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't have any female friends, you know?
Okay.
So it's all about them, you know?
Oh, so it's like a bunch of people responding to an ad,
yeah, but
to become friends because they don't have friends.
But they don't want to be friends with each other. They want to go out and be friends with some other people. So they're coming together, having meetings.
Like, we don't want to be.
Yeah. So and that's the whole thing. And the thing is,
so what do they come together and talk about? Like them trying to make friends with other people?
Yes.
very Japanese.
Getting together in council and I'm trying to make friends with blah blah blah.
And like the thing is, you got other people come along. You got the girl, the really smart girl that is very, very sexual, mm-hmm. and she says all types of, you know, that stuff. Then you have the younger audience girls, whatever. Then like the nun. And then someone who wants to be a vampire, and they're always in like cosplay. Anyway, and then you have a girl who wants to be more manly.
So like, and the thing is,
the boy, he's feared by his, because he like, you ever like look at somebody who just has like some scary hair. And it's their natural hair color, but it just looks really weird and like scary-ish. So they're scared of him because
they're intimidated by
him. So and it's hard for him to make friends because he looks so intimidating.
Does he have like weird like Yakuza hair or something?
Yeah, because it's like it's blonde and brown.
Oh.
Like dark brown and really blonde. You have to look at it, but so yeah, that's the whole thing. And the thing is, at the end, one of the girls just goes off into like a deep depression. Huh?
Shit kind of strong.
Yeah, like the girl goes into a deep depression, and mm-hmm. the other girls, like they were supposed to be like married, and they don't end up doing that because they were prearranged to get married. It goes down a whole trip, like if you watch it, like well the manga does, and it's like whoa. So, I forgot what got me into this, but
check it out. I have no friends, right?
Yeah, Hagenai.
I parentheses. I have no friends.
Yeah,
look it up or look up. I have no friends. Anime or something.
Yeah, actually, like one of my adult star friends, me and her became friends because of this anime.
Wow.
Literally, because she had the one who like wants to be a more manly. Uh-huh. She had her as her header. And I'm like, is that Yada Yada? Montana from Hawkeye?
I gotta say, man, you're very good at making online friends like real friends. Or like meeting even online friends. I can't, I watch anime. I don't find anybody that likes it, too. Like, you don't even watch the same anime I watch. I'm like a hardcore, like, horror battle anime guy. Also, I like, yeah, the state of anime. You know what one thing I don't like about current anime?
What?
And I understand it from a budget point of view now that I have a client that works in animation. But the use of CG.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It destroys some series. Like, you can't even watch it. Like, I love Berserk.
Yeah, it's getting,
but I can't
it's
watch
worse.
It. I'm fine when they, like, do, like, the vehicles on the road. That's fine. But, like, the people, or they do the three, it's jarring.
Yeah, it's hard to even look at. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, it's interesting, too, because, like, when you think about the genres, you know, the genres that made him watch, and then you have the, you know, the people who watch hentai, and like it's a when you meet somebody who actually watches it.
I've never met anybody that seriously cops to like watching it. Like that's my shit. Never. I know people that watch it. I can't get into it. Like at this point in my life, I probably watched it when I was younger.
But then it's just like for example, we had Momo Akimoto on here before. She went to the hentai con that was in Burbank.
Oh, yeah, there was a hentai con.
Yeah. And I've met, I'm going to say someone who I just met a month ago, 2 months ago.
I'm just not into the
temp. At a Twitch event.
No judgments.
But she was playing an edited version of a hentai game on Twitch. And she's, like in her, people on Twitch use Discord. And she has an entire channel, like a entire tab, just dedicated to hentai stuff. Mm. And it's like,
People really like it.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, and it, like she recommends it. She just says, make sure you don't watch the big no-no one, which is Boku no Pico, of course. But you've never heard of Boku no Pico? That is probably.
Yeah, I think I have.
That's probably one of the I've never seen it. I don't want to watch it
because
it's so.
And I think my clients have mentioned it, like Boku no Pico. Like, no, I don't know.
It's more so like, first of all, it's underage stuff. Like, it's jarring.
Wait, is that the one with the brother and sister trying to seduce each other?
No, that's something completely different.
Oh, that's another one I heard of. That's not a hentai, though. That's
no, I mean, there's some hentai that actually have a good storyline.
This one's about, like, kids?
Like, one's a kid with a teacher.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I mean, it's...
That is crazy.
I mean, that is also, like, crazy. I don't you know, that's, for all, since that's hentai, that's really messed up. But I also have,
but
like I don't,
woman and a man? Like, what, I mean, not that it matters, but tell me. So, when I make a joke about it later.
When you make a joke about it later.
I can be accurate. Is it about a male teacher and a.
I think it's.
A female teacher and a male student?
I think so. Let me look it up really quick. But.
You gonna really have that in your search history? I don't know if I could even trust that on an incognito mode.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, but Boku no Pico, like, if I just look up the thing, it's a boy with a, yeah.
What you gotta say it's a boy. No,
I was making sure for, it's a boy with a boy.
It's a male teacher?
Yeah.
And a male student?
Yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah.
You don't really see that in, like, the media. I can't think of any case that they really publicized about that. So, I can't make a joke about it.
Well,
ever. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a joke in poor taste. But, like, you know, if it was, like, a female teacher and a male student, and then another one of those things came out in the news, I could be like, oh, she was on that Boku no Pico shit. But I guess not. Damn, that's fucking weird. Oh, God. You just showed me a little boy in a Speedo, and that's like the cover. What?
So, I mean, there was one that I've seen, because I've seen one before, and it's like they were switching bodies. And, like, because I really like animes that and movies that people, like, switch bodies. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like that type of, and it was one where, you know.
Freaky Friday.
It's what would you do? Like if you were like switching bodies with somebody, and it was it's like you can have sex with this person in that body, but you're still having sex with that person.
Is it cross gender?
Yes.
Body switching? I don't know. No, I don't.
Well, I mean, like, but
new. I don't like the.
Well, I mean, like they switch randomly, so you don't. You can't really tell. But usually it was always boy-girl.
No, well, yeah.
A boy with a girl.
I'm just saying, nah.
So.
I don't want to switch bodies with no ladies.
The thing is, the dudes who switch bodies with the ladies, you know, they freaking themselves because, like, you know, it's like.
Maybe I would. I mean.
So.
I don't even know if I'm even decent at causing the female orgasm, but I wonder what it's like. I do. Like, is it really that good? Or, like, is it just like us?
I mean,
indication is not like ours.
Oh. I mean, no, because, like, usually when we do it, like, we get that. And then we're just tired for a few seconds. <We're> a little...
I mean, I don't, you know, I don't know what it's like for ladies, but sometimes it'd be like, you know, guys don't talk about this, but it'd be like almost like a
all your energy
pounding in your ears. Like, you know, like I understand, like when you really think about it, like when guys make stupid decisions about like hooking up or cheating and stuff like that. And then, like, they're like, or, like, you know, I'm sure girls have witnessed this. Like, a guy, you know, yeah, I might be messing around. And then right after, he wants to leave or acts weird because he came to. Lil Wayne has actually a good line about that. He says, when I come to my senses. So, is it like that for y'all? Like, sometimes y'all be like, okay, fuck this guy. Oh, that was a bad idea. But it's like your reproductive organs are like, doo, 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 doo. I don't know. Too bad this is not a call-in show for somebody to call in and be like, yeah.
No, we would have did this on Twitch. We probably could have.
Maybe, yeah.
Did that.
Maybe we should do that.
We start doing that. It was just us two.
Oh, we can't really do it with like.
I don't want to do it with a guest just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What can we talk about? We can't talk about what can we.
We can talk about anything. What do you mean?
You talking about like the monetary split thing?
I don't want them to say because like we can control what we say. I don't want them to say something.
What can't you say on Twitch?
Basically, somebody was on Twitch, and they said, and I quote, like, "If you're feeling depressed, hit me up on Twitter, and I'll F you." And they got kicked off. They were on someone else's podcast, someone else's Twitch, when they said that.
That's crazy.
They were half serious, but then you think about that person just got arrested too for child abuse and molestation. But yeah,
the person got banned, or the person that said it.
The person who said it got that person's channel banned.
Oh, you talking about that one girl?
Yeah. Mercedes girl. So.
I wonder how that's all going to come out.
Yeah. So, I stopped following it.
Because I do have to say. if television is any indication, whenever there's a movie with adult actresses, whether they're actually good parents or not, they more have a stigma just as a bad person. Yeah. So, you know. Hopefully justice is served in the proper way.
I hope so, too. But yeah, we can do that. We must just us two. Just so we can have more interaction.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But let me go back to what we were talking about. But yeah, I'm not the biggest biggest hentai fan.
Let's talk about. I love battle anime. And you know what? I love that. Like, if you watch, like, what? I know you don't really like the anime I like.
No, I'm listening.
But if you watch, like, not the more adult anime, but, like, this sounds crazy, but, like, if you watch, like, Naruto or Hunter x Hunter or...
Is Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah, apparently when you say, like, when you look in, like, when they look at the Japanese, like, it always says cross instead of X.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess it's...
No, don't. I always, always.
Just Hunter x Hunter at first.
Yeah,
so then I was talking with my client William, who's also taking Japanese. I took it, but you know, it was before I was really actually into anime.
Yeah.
I'm not even that much. I don't know. It was a weird stage. Anyway, they have these weird like moments where they like, or like I'm watching My Hero Academia right now.
I like My Hero.
They have these weird subversive like messages, I feel. I mean, maybe I'm just smoking a lot of weed when I'm watching them. But it's like, hey, you know, you can express your individuality with the group. Or like, hey, you may not be born with like all these talents or advantages, but if you work really hard, you know, you can carve out a great life or you can become actually the best at whatever. Like, Even if you're talented, if you're gonna reach your potential, you should work hard. And actually, it's good to have friends.
Like, I see your point. Like, and I think it's like I mean, like I do like some fighting anime, and they're filled with
some are just trash.
Like, because I love DBZ, of course. I like My Hero Academia, and a lot of the other ones are the fan service fighting games and stuff like that.
Like, yeah, the fighting anime, yeah. Like, there's one called, like, I think Killer Bites.
I've never seen that.
It's where people, like, turn into, like, these, like, hybrid, like... Like, there's the main character is, like, a were badger.
That's random.
But she's just, like...
Like
an anime character, a female anime character.
Because one anime you judged me on that I was watching, and a lot of people like it because it's popular. But Sekire.
I don't know that one.
That was the one that they fight and they touch each other right here, and then they.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, Sekire. It's like if you look on my Twitch. Like, I have, like, the thing is with Sekire is the fact that somebody has to kiss the girl to unleash their power. And it's 100 and, I want to say 108 of them.
Wait, that's not the one with the mechs where they're, like, bent over doggy style, is it?
I don't remember. Because I watched it in 2:15, so.
Oh. I like that one.
So.
You know one I liked that you watched.
Oh, ReZero the Vampire.
Yeah.
I actually read the manga for that. It gets deep in the manga.
Yeah, I heard it gets crazy.
So.
This
battle lasts 15
seconds.
So.
This battle is lasting too long.
But I actually like that one because it goes with all the tropes. Because you have a vampire, Snow Queen. Vampire, Snow Queen, Succubus.
Succubus, yeah.
And I think that's, yeah, so, and my favorite one is the Snow Queen. That's That's the girl right there. But we guess I watch a lot of ones that got fan service fighting also. But you know, it's just you know what you can get into. And one of the ones I really like, season two is coming out next month. One Punch Man.
Oh yeah, we both agree on that one.
Yeah,
it's just funny. One Punch.
So I don't read the manga for it. But I'm really looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to it. There's supposed to be another one called like Dr. Rock or something like that. Okay. But I don't know.
Yeah, I looked the other day and added a whole bunch of animes to my to watch list on or plan a watch list on my anime list, just so I can get an idea of ones I can I will remember, because I actually look at that list to make sure that like. I don't hear of an anime that someone is describing, mm-hmm. and I get all hyped about it, and then there's one I've already seen, and I'm like, oh, this is not entertaining. Yeah. I actually dropped this one.
Titan's coming back.
I can't get into Attack on Titan. Like, this guy, I can't get into One Piece.
Or Naruto. I thought about starting One Piece, just to be like, have a focus on the anime and what I'm watching on the day on my entertainment, just so I can.
There's too many episodes. Too many games.
A lot of episodes. It's a lot.
I think that's why I can't get into it.
It take a long time to get into it.
And that's what like it's the same thing. Like,
but then like
even Dragon Ball Z.
Like if you end up getting into it, and then you're like, oh shit, I get to enjoy this for like a very long time.
Because when you think about it, like, I think like it has, what, 400, 500, 600 episodes? Yeah, and so if you just think about it, DBZ by itself.
It might have more than that.
DBZ by itself, just Dragon Ball Z, has, I want to say, 200 or something?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why that's like going through the DBZ series like four times.
You see, I heard that One Piece has weirdly less filler, or it's better quality filler. One that I might start watching before One Piece is Gintama, because I heard that's really.
I've never heard funny. Of that. I've never heard of that one.
It's got it's, like I know it doesn't. It's not like even popular in the U.S. It's got like 400 and some episodes, but I guess it's like. So I guess the premise is, like, what is it? I think it's Edo era Japan, or like, you know, when samurai and stuff, aliens like invade Earth. Okay. So like, it's like samurai and aliens live it. And like, I guess the main character is like a samurai, but he's like a sheriff. And you can find some videos on Instagram. It's very meta and self-aware kind of, because there's like one of the later seasons. They talk about how anime and manga can like separate, and like sometimes it'll go because the anime is caught up with the manga. Yeah. It'll go all, you know, to a different place until it can catch up, and then they'll meet at another point. But sometimes it'll go so different that it'll never, you know, come back.
And yeah, that's what
different. And it talks all about it, and it's like, because that's kind of what has happened on and off with the manga, you know, and anime.
I want to say this, There's some instances where I believe that it's good that it does it sometimes, and other ways that I've seen, like, oh, y'all just destroyed the entire thing. Like, I'm not going to spoil it, but Real Life is a really, really, really good, like, kind of slice of life-ish anime. Mm-hmm. But, like, the way the manga ends and then the way that the anime, because I have to really enjoy the anime for me to want to go back and go read the manga. So, and I've read probably, I want to say, 6-7 mangas. So that tells you like how strict I am with my manga. Mm-hmm. And the way that Real Life ended and the way that the anime is, like, y'all didn't fulfill what we were waiting for, you know? And I kind of got upset about this anime that I was watching yesterday. This anime is called High Score. I think I told you about this before. High Score Girl.
Yeah.
It is a really, really very nostalgic anime. Just basically because it goes through like what I was going through when these games were coming out, like Virtual Fighter, Street Fighter 2. Oh, they're coming out with this thing called the PlayStation. What is this about? And it's like, you get excited, and like the way that they talk about in the anime is the same way, you know. However, the way that the series, official series ended, it left on a cliffhanger. Okay, then they brought it back 2 days ago. That's 2 days ago from when this is recorded. The OVA, so it's the continuation to end the anime, like to end it completely. And it basically left us saying, what if? So I hate animes that end like that, you know? And I don't know how it ended in the manga. I might look at it, but it's like, give me something. Give me something. If you're going to end in an anime, give me something to end with. I can see if, like, it's an anime, you know, season one, season two, and the manga keeps going, and they don't do a season three. I can understand that. That's here nor there. But if the manga and the anime both are ended, and you end the anime after the manga has already ended, you can fulfill or give us closure on certain things, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I like about Sekirei, because, like, just watching it, because it let, like, When it hit that second season, it kind of deterred from the manga a little bit, and then it didn't even fulfill what happened next, you know? So it was like, you know, give me something. So, and I hate that about some animes. So, you just have to get an anime, because, yeah, I just... No, because I like
need closure, man.
And I do hate when certain animes, like, I understand they can't sell. I mean, they're not going to record what's not selling. However, I hate when some animes just like are so ridiculously good, and you just don't know why it didn't sell enough to make a season two.
Sometimes people just don't want to make one. Or like the studio is over.
I mean, I understand that.
Or they just have to move it. And that, but yeah, sometimes you're like, really? You only gonna give us one season? The story isn't even done.
Yeah.
What happened? Are we gonna get another one?
Yeah. So.
But the funny thing about anime sometimes is like they'll have a show that's like great for a season, and then 5 years later, they'll be like, oh, we're redoing it. And it'll be like three seasons. Or sometimes it's horrible, sometimes it's better. Sometimes it's just completely different.
They're coming out with, they're rebooting Fruit Basket. And I'm not a fan of that anime at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, but I know a lot of people who enjoy it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Have I ever seen Fruit Basket?
No. Fruit Basket is about this group. This family lives together. These group of dudes live together, and whenever they get close to a they get too close or kiss, touch a female, they turn into felines.
I think I heard of that.
So, and that's the premise of the anime. And I watched like 2-3 episodes, and it's not one that I can get into, you know. And I mean, like you know, I don't know how many episodes of people who are listening to this so for so long, how many episodes you give an anime before you just give it up. And I usually try to give it sometimes 2 or 3, mainly because, like, sometimes anime just give too much backstory, and then when it gets into the nitty-gritty, it's good.
You motherfuckers can't keep me till, you're not gonna hype me up till fucking 9th episode on a 10 episode season. Or nah, the last 3 episodes be cool. Nah, yeah, I give about 3. So, you know, sometimes I multitask and stuff. So if an anime can pull my focus from whatever other thing I'm doing, then it's a winner. But sometimes they're just getting too slow. Like, them first, you gotta, yeah, that's you why, gotta have something like, happen in the third episode.
One is very notorious for this. And I've spoken to CW about this one a few times, mainly because when it hit that moment of that anime, like the rest of the season was just great, and it was like I think it was 12 episodes, and this is another, and I speak about this a few times because like literally the only I was about to drop it. It was like literally back on my anime list, on my drop list, and I needed something to play to the side when I was working, and so I just clicked next on. I think I was watching her Crunchyroll, clicked next and just had it play, and it was like I was reading from my peripheral, and while it was going, and I saw the death, and I'm like, wait a minute. Rewind. okay. And I'm like, I can't drop this now. I want to know. Let me watch this. So, and that's what they say about, I don't know if it was One Piece or Bleach. Someone was telling me you have, or Naruto. It's one of those that they say you have to watch, a significant amount before you really, really enjoy it. And I'm like, the thing is, it's like you got to get my attention. If you can't maintain my attention, you know, it's not gonna be worth my time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and yeah, so and again, like me and CW, we both watch different types of animes completely because I'm more so into the slice of life, the harems, you know, the everyday thing. Like I always tell everybody, if they want an anime to make them want to cry or get emotional, they got to watch Planet Next. And the only thing with that is like a lot of people feel indifferent about Planet because Planet is. CLANNED Planet is really slow paced. It's a good anime, but it's really slow paced. But it goes through the cycle of the main two characters. But that part two would just mess with your heart. Like I've seen people just say that they cried because of part two. Yeah, of that anime. And, like, last time I looked, that anime was still in the top 25 ranked animes, period. Like, it's usually about, like, at a 9.6 or higher. Huh?
Name it again.
Planet. CLANNED. So, I mean, it's really good, but you just got to get through Planet to get to Planet Next to really get that jerker. It just takes your heart and just say, it cradles it and then squeezes it and then throws it on the ground. And like, now how do you feel? or you got a trainer that works your legs every day during the week and then look at you and say, now three more sets.
So. Oof. I don't like those kind of anime when you just be like, for real? That's how it's going.
The only thing about the anime that I want to say the only thing I did not like about the anime is the very, very, very last episode. And I think it's more so of an OVA. So I won't recommend watching the OVA only because it's like, what if the dude walked away and didn't talk to the girl? And it goes through the other girl that was a love interest or someone who was interested in him.
Oh, so
yeah, wow. if they would have hooked up. So that's the only thing I didn't like about it because it was like a what if story, you know? Mm-hmm. But because I'm not going to reveal the ending, because you, like, the thing is, you still know what happened to the everybody else that are in the anime, so you know all the rest of the stuff still happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the male gets a happy ending, sort of, in the OVA. Even though what it, I don't want to say too much, but I recommend,
check it out.
I recommend. I'm gonna want CW to watch it, but I know. He might not get past Planet.
I mean, if I yeah, I'll need something. You know, I'm trying to slow up on this pot smoking, so. I'll need something to, like, feed my attention and take, you know, to pay, like, yeah, basically distract me. So, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll put it on my list.
But, because I know, for me, CW can vouch for this. For me, it took me a while to, first of all, like, when I got back into watching anime, because it was like a break between, like, 2002 and 2012, maybe, that I just did not want to watch anime anymore, because it was like, if it's not Dragon Ball, I don't really care. I mean, I watched cartoons, but it wasn't anime. And, like, I believe the first one that got me back was Rosario and Vampire. No. It was Eden of the East. And then it was Rosario and Vampire, and then Sekirei. Yeah. Because Eden of the East was the one that the dude was, he woke up naked in front of the White House. And then they go through the story that they're all, like, linked together. So, it's a really good, anime. It's not, you know, top tier, but it's a good 8 out of 10 anime. So, that got me back into watching it. And then it took me forever to really want to watch subs, and that's only because, like, when I'm watching anime, as I just said earlier, I'm usually working sometimes, so I can, like, I need to listen to it and, like, have that little distraction while I'm working, so I can do both at the same time. And with subs, you actually gotta, if you don't speak Japanese, you actually gotta pay attention.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, yeah, so that's why I have a few movies, I'm sorry, a few animes on my to-watch list, because they're only done in subs. Now, I mean, I don't mind watching subs now, because, like, I want to say it was kind of because I was pissed off, because I really wanted to watch the third season of The World Only God Knows. And it was only in subs at the time.
Sometimes they cancel it and be like, "Nope, we're not gonna do a dub."
And it was like, "Oh my god!" And or
it's like exclusive to the channel, or
like it's the same thing with in High School Girl. I believe it's only in English. I don't know. I know it's on Netflix. But it's a Netflix exclusive, so I don't know if it has both. But I know for 7 Deadly Sins. 7 Deadly Sins, I watched the first two seasons, mm-hmm. or the season and a half, or whatever you want to call that, 0.5, those few episodes. I watched that on Netflix, and all of those are in dub. So I watched that in dub, and then when the series came back, the 10 Commandments, that's right, 10 Commandments came back. I had to watch that in sub.
10 Commandments? Have I seen
that? This is the real second season.
Oh, you mean 7 Deadly Sins, 10 Commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when it came back, it was like I had to watch that in sub because it was the only thing that was available, you know?
It's on Netflix now.
Well, yeah, now, but
yeah, when it first
yeah, when it first came, like, yeah. And that's
even
the only thing.
The movie.
I don't like the movie.
You don't like the movie?
I couldn't get through the movie.
It was
alright. Yeah, it was.
I really like Escanor, so
Yeah.
Who decided? Who decided? Why would I have any malice towards you, to someone weaker than me? Cruel son.
Yeah, so, and he's just bad with it. So, this episode actually went really fast.
Yeah, it did.
So, really quick, if you want to follow us on social media, you can hit up CW at his personal Instagram. It's just _genetics_Chris.
Yeah.
You can hit up his fine business, his excellent workout facility, where he trains people to get stronger, healthier, leaner, and just all around
better.
Improves their mindset and everything. You can hit up CC Fitness LA. That is on Instagram. That is on Facebook. That is on Twitter. If you want to follow me, it is RAWSTARR on Twitter and on Instagram.
That's Ross.
If you want to follow both of us, it's Burbank Misfits on Twitter, Burbank Misfits on Facebook, The Burbank Misfits on Instagram. You also can visit www.burbankmisfits.com or www.ccfitnessla.com.
Yeah.
So, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you next week.
Till next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.